Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. Go to ipvanish.com/gaming and use promotional code GAMING and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/gaming.
And welcome to a new episode of Digital Coffee. And I'm your host, Brett Dice. If you please subscribe to Digital Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Leave a 5-star review if you like this podcast. It does help with the algorithms. And let's start getting this game to the top of the gaming podcast directory. Overwatch 2's ping system, and how interesting that's going to be when you play it. Also, another Activision Blizzard lawsuit on the horizon. We'll be talking about that. The next Battlefield game, because apparently they just have now officially given up on Battlefield 2042. In record time, EA, in record time. Plus the controversial Destiny 2 copyright takedowns. And apparently it is, well, it's not Bungie's fault. It's a YouTuber's fault that actually been doing it. And we're talking about the precariousness of using video games for content and how, even though it's an unwritten rule that you're allowed to do this, they can do it anytime, just take it down. So be talking about that specifically. And that's really the top things in gaming this week. So let's get a coffee cup ready and let's get brewing. That's good. All right. It looks like EA is going to be working on the next Battlefield game. It looks like they almost seem like they've given up on Battlefield 2042 because it hasn't had the most welcomed reception from the player base. For the most part, it was basically just I hate this game because it's not very good and or it didn't have a lot of content, which is true. It actually didn't have a lot of content beyond Portal, and they botched the Portal release basically on it, and they just botched a whole bunch of different types of release that they could have done a lot better. And so that's where we're kind of at right now, where they were looking to do a better job with it and they may still actually fix it. But for right now, it just seems like that they're done. They just want to move on to the next game, which may be 2143 or whatever else comes along that is going to take place of 2042. The problem is that no one actually believes that DICE can make a great game anymore. They've basically messed up. Well, they messed up a lot of games. Battlefield 5 was start of the mess up, and then 2042 was the current mess up of it. They can't seem to get a footholding on what makes a great game, so it should be interesting to see how well this will actually play out. All right, we got basically another lawsuit, or basically a lawsuit that's coming to fruition with the attorney Lisa Bloom, and that Jane Doe was sexually harassed. It was about sexism and whatnot. It's basically the normal tropes of these types of workplace types of harassments, even though I'm not saying it's not true. It could be true, especially with allegations coming from Activision Blizzard. It's more than likely true because it looks like that company was just awful to females in general. Now, I'm going to withhold judgment saying I don't know if it's actually true or not, but it does seem more than likely that this is something that could have been curbed a long time ago and wasn't curbed a long time ago. And so the issue is that the female employee had to be part of the engagement of holiday parties and also on work, drinking alcohol. And apparently the guys were just degrading women and she had to be, I guess, quote unquote, a part of it. I'm not really sure how true all this is, but the allegations are pretty serious. And the problem is that this is another, I guess, ding against Blizzard in general, because Blizzard has gone down to be a pretty awful company to its employees. Activision hasn't helped at all. And so as the CEO has not helped at all, but it looks like this has all just been pretty rampant and it didn't look like it got fixed until California stepped in, until all this came out, and now they're going to have to fix all these issues with it. And so from what I can gather, it seems like it could be credible, but like I said, court of law and discovery will find out if this is actually true or not. But she did have to face several types of different discrimination, and she was dressing conservatively as to not have to deal with it, but it just seems like it actually didn't go anywhere with doing that. So now they're doing it in a legal means. So if this is true, I hope justice is served. If it's not, then I hope the real truth comes out. Will it? Probably not. They'll probably more likely find a settlement and settle out of court and lock it behind the privacy or whatever, but lock the actual details of it behind secrecy so we won't really know what's actually going on. All right, moving on to Overwatch 2 news. And if you guys didn't know, Doomfist in Overwatch 2 is going to be moved to the tank role. That's right. He will no longer be a DPS. He will be a tank. And some of his abilities are going to be changed and or slightly or actually significantly reduced in damage. So he's going to have more of a power block, which basically blocks incoming damage. And his uppercut and basically seismic slam is now one ability, where uppercuts and seismic slam, the area of effect is a lot bigger, and his punch is not going to be as well, it's not going to hurt as much as it does in the live game right now. Now, I always said that Mei should have been an actual tank because of her freeze ability and that they probably should have moved that hero over and left Doomfist as it was, but since DPS are not really going to be having the CC effect that they have in this current version of the game, he is going to get a Winston-like leap onto it, and he's going to be able to block actual abilities with that as well. So it should be interesting to see how well this plays out. Orisa is going to be changing as well with more of like energy spears and type of a thing. So there's really not going to be... Her current kit is not going to be the same as it is in the live game. So it looks like they're trying to curb the shields and the shield meta, but it's double shield, which is already going to be curbed anyways because there's only one tank in the game as of now. Now, they're really going to have to look at the heroes that do require additional tank. It's a lot of the main tanks, like Reinhardt, is not going to be as good in his current form. They are going to have to be looking and figuring out what they can do to allow him to deal with far away or even medium to long range damage that he cannot really swing with his hammer at all. Either that's giving him a longer, I guess, rush or making rush. You can still cancel rush, but also making it where damage is reduced while in rush form, or maybe being able to get multiple of heroes in one rush, and basically that, and with that lowers the damage of it if you have more than one person in your pin, I guess it basically is the best way of saying it. And so that could be a different way of doing it. So basically if you have more than one person in your pin, it distributes damage evenly and you get lower damage, but you damage a bunch of different people at the same time. There could be different things on that, but we'll see. But Doomfist is going to be a tank, no longer a damage hero, so it should be interesting to see what the Doomfist mains do. Do they go to tank, or do they look to a different hero to actually master when they're actually doing something like this? Moving on to the new ping system in Overwatch 2 that is similar to what Apex Legends actually has in their game currently. So basically it's going to help with people that don't really want to talk in chat being able to give communication to them. They gave one example as someone that found a Reaper and has pinged them in a Reaper, and then once they shadow form or wraith form out, then it basically leaves more of a question mark on the last known position. So this thing will not follow them. It will just basically say, hey, the Reaper was here, so be on the lookout for the Reaper. So it gives a little bit more information to other players, and it allows them, those players that don't want to talk on chat, able to communicate through there as well. So you won't be yelling to someone, Reaper, 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 or Reaper behind, or whatever else you want to say as well. So it could be very contextual. We'll have to really find out when it goes live, but it will be very contextual, it seems, in that type of way. And
tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. Go to ipvanish.com/gaming and use promotional code gaming and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/gaming.
It does help, especially when you're just in quick play and no one really talks in quick play at all. It just helps with all of this to actually help communicate your team and possibly win, because you could still treat quick play as kind of your competitive way, because you are making it seem like it's your competitive play, because competitive doesn't seem like it's as fun as it used to be anymore with just the stale state of Overwatch in general. So it should be interesting to see how well this will play out, especially when it will be available in the end of April. So it's not very far away that some of us, or maybe all of us, depending on how many people they let in, will be able to test out Overwatch 2. Finally, we'll be able to actually figure out if this game's going to be great or if it's kind of like, well, thanks for trying. All right, moving on to a very interesting story about Destiny 2 and copyright strikes. So it looks like this week, content creators were getting copyright striked on YouTube for music and other things. And it seemed like they were upset at Bungie because Bungie may have done copyright strikes. Well, it looks like it actually wasn't true, because Bungie's own videos were copyright striked by a bad actor. Now, this is a very interesting moment because they knew it was, and finally it was taken down, and someone was being very malicious in doing this to, I don't really know if it was for the lulz or just hurt people in general, but it did seem to have an impact on it. Now, Bungie never actually did this, and they were the ones to finally be able to deal with the matter, and they will be basically lifting all those copyright strikes from the content creators' accounts. But as a whole, us content creators should be very careful or very leery about all this, because at any moment these game companies can do this, because we do have a more of a verbal agreement, and it's not even an agreement, just a verbal understanding that, hey, if you do this for this for us, it will help us, and so we will allow you to do this for now. And that is a very interesting, precarious position to be in, because we don't really have any legal claim to the games or claim to using their assets, and they're just allowing it right now because it is good for the industry as a whole. Unlike videos or movies, where movies do not actually get a basically uptick in people wanting to buy and or watch the movie after they already pirated the movie or watched it on Twitch, as some streamers have decided that that's content. This is a very different thing. Gaming is all about people are interested to see how well you play a game or how it looks or how it feels, and if they actually want to spend their money on it. That's why it's actually beneficial for game companies to use content creators or influencers or streamers or whatever you want to call it to actually use them to help sell their game. So it is an interesting relationship because they still hold all the copyright. They still hold all the legal type of things that we actually use. Now, once again, it is a verbal agreement and there is no legal basis in this, meaning that we have no legal right to really actually use this. And it could be taken down at any time. They could say, nope, we don't want to do this with you anymore, and taken down. So it's almost like we have to be very careful and sometimes even pivot, make video games a part of your content creation, but not the full thing, because you don't make the video game. You don't have legal right to the video game. You just are allowed to create it because it does sell games for now. Once businesses see that there is no real monetary value in doing this, they could start asking for more of like content agreements where you buy license, an actual license to use the content instead of just using it for free. So I would say we need to be leery about this. We need to understand that it could change on a dime, and this is more of a wake-up call than anything else for a lot of content creators, a lot of streamers, and anybody else in between, that this is something that could damage the whole streamer economy like no other. Because once again, it's a verbal agreement. There is nothing signed. There is no hard copy on this whatsoever. You are only entitled to as long, much as goodwill as, and as much money as they get from streamers. Unless you actually get a verbal written agreement, you don't really have any legal stance for, well, we can just use this type of a thing, because they hold all the rights for it. So I just want to make it known that, understand that you don't have any legal rights to this whatsoever. And it's always good to diversify and make sure that you have different types of things going on so you aren't caught in a lurch on this. So just be aware and diversify. Just make sure you have in doing different things and different holdings in general. But that is the end of Digital Coffee. If you agree with me, let me know. But as always, please subscribe to Digital Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Leave a 5-star review. You know how I'm doing. Join me next week as I talk about what's going on in the PC gaming industry. All right, guys, stay safe, game on, and just be careful about how you share things. Next week, later.
Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. Go to ipvanish.com/gaming and use promotional code GAMING and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/gaming.